President Trump is criticizing the appointment of a special counsel to investigate his campaign's possible ties to Russia and Russian election hacking. Trump tweeted this morning, "This is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history." Also today, the entire Senate receives a closed-door briefing from the man who appointed the special counsel. That would be Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. We're joined now by NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's start with the news, which was first reported by the Associated Press, that the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, that would be Senator Burr, says that fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's lawyers say he will not honor a subpoena. What more do we know about that?
Well, at the moment, I'll tell you, you know, Burr and Warner, the top Democrat on the committee, have been trying to get more information to continue this investigation. They said they had not heard directly from the White House about other aspects of their investigation. And so they did, you know, subpoena those documents. And so we're waiting to hear directly from Senator Burr about what next steps he might take, if any.
Well, Jeff, further reporting today quotes Chairman Burr saying he hasn't gotten a definitive answer yet from Michael Flynn's lawyer about whether Flynn will respond to the subpoena. Flynn still has a day or two to respond. So we'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, in the House Intelligence Committee has requested documents related to the Comey firing from the Justice Department and the FBI. And committee leaders want to talk to Trump?
That's the word. Other committees have also requested documents related to their overall investigation. This, of course, all stems from the reporting in the New York Times, first reported by the New York Times, but then also confirmed by NPR, that according to this memo, President Trump suggested or tried to pressure then FBI Director James Comey to end the investigation into the ousted NSA director, National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. So the Oversight Committee has requested these documents. Other committees in the Senate have requested these documents. They've also invited Comey to testify in public. We understand he may not do that now since there has been a special counsel appointed. Mm. But there are lawmakers on both sides who say the American public deserves to know at this point what Comey knows.
All right, well, we also learned today that the Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz will step down early from Congress. He heads the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that you were just talking about. Here he is speaking this morning on NBC about the appointment of a special counsel.
I have not seen evidence of actual collusion. And so it does beg the question, why do they need a special prosecutor? What are they actually trying to prosecute? But the Department of Justice made this case. There are a lot of people that wanted to see it, particularly on the Democratic side of the aisle. And now it's in place. And I think he'll do a good job.
How are lawmakers reacting today to the whole idea of the appointment of a special counsel?
Well, you know, the response has been positive by and large. Democrats and Republicans say Mueller has a reputation for being apolitical, for being independent. And there's a sense that he'll bring a decent measure of integrity to this Russia investigation because Mueller, as you know, served as FBI director from 2001 to 2013. And he took the job a week before 9/11. But this is something that Democrats have been calling for. Chuck Schumer, who leads Senate Democrats, spoke on the Senate floor a few days ago and implored Rod Rosenstein to appoint a special counsel. Now that he's done it, Schumer and other Democrats say they're far more confident that this investigation will follow the facts wherever they might lead. Republicans, I'll tell you, also welcome this news. Folks like Texas Senator John Cornyn say this really turns down the temperature here on Capitol Hill and actually eases the way for the Senate to ultimately confirm a new FBI director. But the other thing that is true, I'll say, is that Republicans are relieved to no longer have to deal with these questions on a daily basis. This gives them some breathing room to move along their agenda, and that they can at least now punt some of these questions they get from us reporters to Bob Mueller and his staff. Hmm.
Is it true that the White House found out about the special counsel appointment just minutes before it was announced?
We understand that is the case, and frankly, that's how it should be if this investigation is to move forward in an independent nature. But the thing here that folks should know is that, you know, if people think this is going to be wrapped up quickly, they'd be mistaken. This investigation could well take years, although indictments and prosecutions, if they do come at all, could come well in advance of the end of this whole thing. But, you know, the Washington Post took a look at some of the timelines of other special counsel investigations, and they crunched the numbers. And they think that this thing might end sometime in late November 2019. So well after the midterm elections, if folks are wondering what kind of political impact this will have, you know, immediately.
So we'll be talking about this for a while. Well, there's another story on Capitol Hill that I want to get your thoughts on. The Washington Post reported about a recorded conversation that Republican leaders had a year ago about Trump's Russia ties last June. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told other Republicans he thought Trump was being paid by Vladimir Putin. House Speaker Paul Ryan demanded the conversation be kept secret. Both are calling their comments a joke. Again, this is all according to The Washington Post. But what's going on here?
OK, here's the thing. So you'll remember around the time that this conversation happened that the Republican establishment didn't really take Donald Trump seriously. It was a foregone conclusion that Hillary Clinton would be the next president. So that's the backdrop. The other thing is that Kevin McCarthy is a jovial guy. He's kind of got like a frat boy way about him. He made fun of my necktie once a few years ago. So like that's the kind of guy he is. I could totally see McCarthy cracking a joke like that in private and then someone like Paul Ryan trying to shut it down. Here's the wrinkle, though. The Washington Post approached the House Speaker's office with this story. His press team said, oh, that never happened. The Washington Post then said, well, we have a tape. And then the response was, oh, well, it did happen, but it was a joke. So that's one thing. And then Evan McMullen, who folks might remember, he ran for president last year as an independent, and he's been a Trump critic. He actually wrote about this back in February. He didn't name McCarthy, but the way he wrote about the conversation did not suggest at all that it was a joke. So McCarthy says it was a joke. There's some other reporting out there, and at least McMullen's take on it, that he was not kidding at all. So that's
where we are on that one.
Yeah, that's where we are right now.
NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett, thanks as always.
Sure, take care.